As always, plenty of NBA games on today. They start just after 11 o'clock New South Wales time to give us a tip, help us out, maybe even an MVP for this season. Jeez. Adrian Bourke from tab.com.au. G'day, Borky.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Oh, well, you know.
It's going fantastic.
There's been tougher assignments we've been sent on, we'll have to say that.
You guys look like you're having a good time.
It's fantastic, fantastic. Now, what about all these games in the NBA? Have you got a winner for the listeners?
Yeah, we've got game of the day today. Milwaukee v Houston. Milwaukee $1.80, Houston $2. They couldn't have scheduled it any better. James Harden's on absolute fire. He's into $2.80 now in the MVP race. We've had to drift out Giannis to $2.80 as well. So we've got an absolute highlight reel coming at us today on ESPN at midday. We could probably question Milwaukee's opponents of late, but their efficiency has been through the roof. They've been scoring 125 points in their last five games, and then they're playing against a defense that's, you know, questionable at times in Houston, but they're also red hot now as well with James Harden firing it on all cylinders. We could see a big score today. So if you're liking the points, the total is 228.5. But I think Milwaukee, they played Toronto the other week and they got shown up. I think in their next big matchup, you know, Houston, they're going to try and prove themselves on national TV today. Giannis will have a big game. I think the $1.80 might be value.
Okay, all right. So this MVP market, which you mentioned, mate. So Harden and Giannis at 280. What's he called? The Greek Freak?
The Greek Freak.
The
That's
Greek
him.
Freak. So 280 each of two, mate. Is there been money on a particular player there? What's our worst result?
Yeah, they backed Giannis early when he was streaking. Yeah. And then we caught Harden on the hot streak. And I think we've learned from previous years how important the media plays a role in the MVP voting. Yeah. And when he was exploding, the media just got on his back. So we've tried to keep him quite safe, as you can see. I think with James, he's proven. We don't know what Giannis is going to do throughout the rest of the season. James Harden's just a phenomenal athlete. He's putting his team on his back. Chris Paul's out for another couple of weeks. I reckon James Harden might tell him to rest some more with how they're going. So, you know.
Okay.
So we're going to, Giannis unproven. So.
All right. You've got 100, Adrian, and you had to pick a bloke now, both at 280. Which way do you go?
Oh, I go James Harden just because I know what he's capable of. In the Western Conference, a lot tougher. We probably haven't seen the best of him yet, and he's just on fire.
Okay. Multi for the listeners today?
Yeah, we're going on San Antonio against Memphis. Memphis struggling at the moment. San Antonio playing some really good basketball into Philly against Washington. Philly, you know, took Washington apart yesterday, won by 30-odd points, and, they play them back-to-back. I can't see the score changing anytime soon. So $2.70 $2.72 for the double there, San Antonio into Philly.
All right, we'll put those out on social media. Borky, let's hope you enjoy your NBA today. I'm sure you will.
We've got the Big Sports Breakfast special as well for the listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, come on,
yeah.
Jimmy. What
so
you
can,
you trying
can
to get rid of the poor boy.
Today's specials. Blake Griffin to score 30-plus points versus the Lakers at $3.25.
Jimmy's all over that. he's just had a monkey on it.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
He's got a great matchup today. Kyle Kuzma's playing in the four spot for the Lakers. He's got no size to match Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin's bringing the ball up a lot. He's going to have the ball in his hands throughout the match. If it stays tight and there's no blowout, I can see 30 points being scored quite easily.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Kyle's not having the best season. I can understand that one totally. Good on you, Borky.
See you, fellas.